Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Noah Hyles, who we have on the show, I would say Noah is right now killing it on the Pirates beat. He had the Brian Reynolds trade. No trade list. He had that report over the weekend about Mitch Keller and the Mets. I mean, he's got a lot going on. He's doing a good job. And he wrote today, and this is an innocuous thing. It's in his mailbag on the Post-Gazette's website. He was asked about Paul Skene's future with the Pirates, and Hyles says, quote, "I think next year will be Skene's final full year with the Pirates." Next year. That's it. So, you would have him all next year, then you would trade him at some point the following season. We don't know when that season's going to be. It might be 2027, it might be 2028, because there's labor issues going on in baseball right now that are on the horizon. But this is the most like dialed-in beat reporter right now in terms of the breaking news on the team, saying that Skene's is probably only going to have one more full season here. And we've obviously seen all the ESPN projected trades and stuff like that, and the Pirates have gone out of their way to reach out to people and make sure they know, hey, we're not trading him now, it's ridiculous. This is not the same thing. This is someone speculating that they're going to get to a point in the not-so-distant future where they say what we can get back for him is worth more than having the greatest pitcher of all time, who we can't sign to a second contract because that second contract is going to cost about $500 million. And the question I wrote down for that would be, would you blame the Pirates or baseball if that happened? If Noah's right, and Paul Skene only has one more full season with the Pirates after this one before he's traded to a bigger market team with deeper pockets, who would you blame for that? 412-928-9370. Not to mention, if that happens, Paul Skene gets put on a list of all-time great players who couldn't win diddly squat with the team that to that point he would be synonymous with or attached to. What I mean by that is like Ernie Banks with the Cubs, never won, never went to a World Series. Joe Thomas with the Browns. He becomes one of those guys where the Pirates had this pitching god and got nothing out of him, unless, you know, somehow, some way next year is better and they're actually, like the GM may or may not have said to people, that they're close, you virtually have the same road record right now as the Colorado Rockies, who are on pace to be the worst team in baseball history. So you're not close. You're very, very far away, actually. If Noah's right, this is a hunch. He's not reporting this. This is his reporting acumen coming into play here. from being close to the situation, saying, I think 2026 will be Skeen's final full year with the Pirates. 412-928-9370. Garrett Cole was here for 5 years, and it seemed like it was 15 minutes, and Cole was not as good as Skeen's, but even he got 5 years with the Pirates. I went and looked up, you know, it took me about 10 minutes to do it after I saw this article today. I went and looked up guys, great pitchers who won Cy Young Awards who were in small markets and the teams couldn't afford to keep them. All of them had at least 5 years with the team. Cole had five. Blake Snell with the Rays, you remember him. He got pulled in the World Series because of their stupid third time through an order thing. He had 5 years in Tampa. Corbin Burnes, who's in Arizona now, signed a giant contract. He was in Milwaukee for 6 years. Before that, Sabathia was in Cleveland for eight. Johan Santana was in Minnesota for eight. Barry Zito was in Oakland for eight. Zach Greinke was in Kansas City for seven. These are all guys who were incredible pitchers, the very best at what they did, who started their careers in small markets or mid-markets, had to go somewhere else to get paid, and they were all there, every single one of them, for at least a handful of years. If you do the Skeens math that Noah's going with here, you'd have a little bit more than a half of last year, this full season, next full season, and the season after that, part of it. So you add it up, that's about 4 years of Paul Skeens. That's it. Kenny Pickett was at Pitt longer than that. So I'm curious to what your reaction, I mean, if it plays out, I mean, yes, we sat here about a month ago and said, if you could get the greatest trade package of all time, would you trade him right now? And we all said yes. At least I did. At least like the people on the show did. Chris and I. If something like that were to happen in the next year or two, like I tweeted this out, the fans, I think, would revolt because they would not, even though the Soto trade that the Nationals and Padres made Washington, I guess, better because they got three players who are really good back. They're also a last-place team. So that hasn't worked for them yet. And, you know, Skeens and what he symbolizes and what he means to baseball goes, like, beyond. He's, like, one of the faces of the sport. And I just think it would be met with, like, an amount of anger that we've never seen before. Now, I'm just going to preface this one more time. This is not a report that says it's going to happen this way. This is someone taking a stab at something and guessing. But it's not some fan, it's not some blogger, it's not some guy who walks up to me here at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. It's probably the best beat writer for the, I don't even know if probably is the right word. For my money, he's the best writer covering the team right now. 412-928-9370. Donnie, what's your reaction to this story?
It sucks, and it almost kind of feels like a, I don't want to say a waving of the white flag, but in a way, it's like, oh, we're only going to get to experience this guy for one more full season after this, and given the way they have butchered the roster around him this year, I mean, there's not much faith that they'll get it right in 1 year's time, and they're just going to give up on it. It's disappointing.
Nothing here about like how Skeens would push the issue. Like I read this response that Noah had in this article, and it's not based on Skeens, his belief that Skeens is going to go to the Pirates and say, hey, this team blows. He did say Skeens wants to play for a winner. He said he's not signing an extension with this team if they're not a legitimate threat to compete in the postseason. So there's that, but that's just like him being against re-upping for more years. That's not him going into the owner's office or the GM's office and saying, get me out of here right now. I'm Yamir Yager 2.0 dying alive on this team. Unfortunately, I'm starting to believe that trading Skeens with at least 2 years of remaining club control is the best value he can provide for the franchise. I'd love to see this organization surround him with talent, build a team capable of winning 90-plus games, and get him to the playoffs, but it's really hard for me to see that being a realistic expectation in the next 2 years.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're in year six of a rebuild. They have what, the sixth pick in the draft this weekend, Donnie?
Yes.
And there's no, and I don't know. I think sometimes people that are around teams a lot, they might not intentionally drink Kool-Aid, but they do by osmosis because they might sense like a vibe, or they might even get polluted by the company line that they get. You know, it also makes, I think, the work relationship easier when the reporter has positive things to say about the team rather than critical things. It makes that probably easier, eases tensions, things like that. And it's somebody who's around the team as much as anybody saying exactly what most people have to say about the Pirates right now, a very pessimistic view of things. That it's not like you're going to flip a switch and the team's going to be competitive in the next year or two. Which, like, do you blow it up and try to rebuild it again? And in that situation, like, you're not going to be able to fix it in time for Skeens to win with this team. All those guys who I like who are not on Skeens' level, but were excellent pitchers at a young age, who I rattled off, Johan Santana, Minnesota, Sabathia in Cleveland, Corbin Burns, Milwaukee, even Garrett Cole here, they all won with those teams. The teams that had, I guess Greinke in Kansas City would be the exception, but the majority of these teams had this golden goose pitcher, and they capitalized on it. And as I said yesterday on the anniversary of Skeens getting drafted, this team is somehow getting worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.